1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Go to Dr. Glenn Davis in Georgia right now. Dr. Davis?
Yes, I'm getting something through Skype.
Dr. Davis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, all of you out there in Radio Land. I'm certainly sorry about the technical difficulties that we are having this morning. Certainly everything started off well, but we're going to attempt to carry on anyway. In Jesus' name. I'm so glad this is another day's journey and the world can't do me no harm. Amen. We thank and praise God for the opportunity to come before you again. I want to say good morning to all of my friends and family that are listening on today. Sorry that we have to speak by way of telephone on this morning, but usually we do it by Skype so that we would give everybody equal access to be able to call in and put your two cents worth in. Certainly, we want to know what you think about the subject for today. When we look at the things that are going on in our world concerning our religious rights, our rights as codified in the Constitution of the United States. We see America's moral and ethical decay happening on a rapid basis. When we look at how porn is being taught in the classrooms, the Biden administration's war on Christmas, and how they are now saying that public prayer cannot be, especially when it comes down to ministers going to the abortion clinics trying to reach those who are getting ready to throw away a human life, or getting them to change their mind based upon the things that's listed in the Word of God. God is the creator of all life, and certainly he's not pleased when we destroy it, because every man is made in the image of God. That goes for woman, boy, and girl. So certainly we ought to treasure and value human life for what it is. It is a gift from God to each and every individual. And then when we look at Christians on today, how we are being called domestic terrorists in our own homeland, in the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, the place where we grew up, from knee-high to a chicken, to right to where we are right now, all the freedoms that we have basically enjoyed all of our lives, we are now being called domestic terrorists. And then when we look at the Islamic jihadists, how they are now in control of the Democratic Party, I'm speaking about AOC and the other three. These ones who are now in positions of authority in our Congress that are trying to pass laws to really eviscerate the rights of every U.S. citizen as listed in the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights. Everybody has a right. We have a God-given right. And the scriptures let us know that as well as what the Constitution says. And then when we look at the doctors today, how they and the medical association are now required to train to do trans surgeries, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly we can see the rapid moral decline in the United States of America, and not only here, but all over the world. Why is that so? I have to say, honestly, that we as Christians somehow may have failed to do our job. We have sat down and compromised just a little bit too long. They used to say, if you give the devil an inch, he'll take a foot. Well, I'm here to tell you, he'll take more than a foot. He'll try to take over the whole world if we sit back and simply do nothing. So simply, we have to stand up, speak up, and make sure to let our voices be known that we have constitutional rights that we don't want to be taken away from us. We, or let's face the issues, approach issues in life each and every day from the truth. The truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus Christ said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he also went on further to say to the Father that thy word is truth. And he went on further to say in the high priestly prayer, which is the book of St. John, chapter 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And let me go on to say, as we face the issues, we do so based upon the word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. The word of God is the truth. It is God-breathed, it is God-inspired, and not only that, it is the absolute truth. And I promise, as a Christian, to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Amen? Amen. We have to stand on that word. So when it comes down to what we believe that the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help, no explanation. All it needs is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. Let me remind you on today that telephone number is 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells and services any types of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. They sell brands such as Honda and Echo and many other brands. And again, I say, they sell as well as service. So look them up They have a website, toolsforatime.com. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flying high on the top of the staff. And when you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with all of your needs. Toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Certainly, once again, we want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to share with you today on the broadcast when we look at, once again, the evisceration of our rights, the decline of moral and ethical values in this great country that we call the United States of America, how we now are calling right wrong and calling wrong right. Let me read you something from the scripture. When we look at the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 24, it says, "Woe." That means, you know, we have to certainly be on the lookout. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." Certainly, we have several warnings there in the scripture that tells us if we move away from the word of God, knowing that we are violating what he says in his word. Now, again, we have to know as Christians, simply because you are wearing God's name, the minute that you confess Christ, when you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have signed up. You have signed up for suffering as well as blessings. But now let me remind you again, many a times people want the good part. They want all the blessings, but they don't want to have to go through anything. Well, that's a part of it. Because when we consider what the scriptures say about Jesus Christ, he was God's own son, how he suffered, bled, and died out on the cross, and he didn't do anything wrong. He did that because he loved us. And I thank God for the sacrifice that he made for me. This is the reason why we are here today. And I don't know about you, every day that I'm able to roll over and put my 2 feet on the floor and to put 1 foot ahead of the other, I realize on today that I didn't do it on my own. It was simply because of the love of God and how Jesus Christ loved us. He looked down through the telescopes of time, and he saw in 2024, even up to this present day, that someone would need him, and if he saved them and filled them with his spirit, they would continue to call upon his name and continue to serve him faithfully as faithful servants. And certainly that is what God, he's got the right to demand that, to command that as well, according to his word, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. And he said in his word, "My glory will I not share with another." So certainly he's worthy to be praised. What is he worth to you on today? Is he worthy? Has God ever done anything for you? Give us a call on today, 904-831-0917. Share your thoughts with us concerning that on today. Amen. So when we look at Christian freedom, the moral and ethical decay that's happening in America, how number one, the first thing we talked about was porn being taught in our classrooms. If we go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, and then chapter 20 and verse 13, homosexuality here is labeled as an abomination, something that is detestable to God, both ritually and morally. Ritually, It was detestable partly because it was practiced in Canaanite religion, which God had commanded Israel not to follow. Now, listen, we have to know and understand as God's people, as ones who are wearing his name, because he said in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, and we like to recite this a lot in the church. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What are you saying, preacher? You're saying that God's people have wicked ways? Yes, I am. Yes, I'm only confirming what's written in the Word of God. Sometimes God's people get caught up in so many worldly things until their ways are wicked. They walk in the ways of the world instead of walking in the Word of God. When we stray away from the Word of God as God's people, certainly we live a life that's not well-pleasing to him, and then our lives cannot bear any fruit. He said he saved us to do good works. So if that's the case, then, my friend, you need to get back on track with God and get back in his Word and walk in it and depart from the ways of the world. When we go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, certainly, amen, Scripture tells us in detail, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lusts or the desires of the flesh. That means there are things that we have to make a judgment call on. Every day that you get up out of your bed, you have to make a call, a decision, a choice about the many things that we have to face in life every day. So when we look at the things that we face in life, let me remind you, there's nothing here that God cannot bring us out and bring us through. When we look at all the things that Christ Jesus endured, the scriptures say that there's no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God will take the same temptation and make a way for you to escape that you may be able to bear it. So certainly, God will make a way, but we have to trust and rely on him. We cannot do it in our own strength. So it takes discipline. Just like those who compete in a contest discipline themselves so that they could ready themselves to be the winner of whatever particular contest they're competing in, Christ Jesus people, we're talking about Christians on today, we must discipline ourselves through fasting, through praying, through reading the Word of God and studying, because the Scripture commands us, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I believe that's verse 15, study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God, which needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to study. We are commanded by Scripture to study. And why do we need to study? So that we would know what the Word of God says for ourselves. So that we would know the truth when it comes down to situation, because there are many things that the devil puts out there, and those with twisted, perverted minds, those who have strayed away from the Word of God, those who have had their conscience seared with a hot iron, like the Scripture said, those who can no longer recognize the difference between good and evil, those who don't even care to worship God, those types of individuals are the ones that are putting things out there that are not convenient for Christians. Even life practices, there are many things that are not convenient for us. The Apostle Paul said in his word in the book of Romans, he said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So listen, things can happen. You can get yourself tangled up in affairs sometimes that are not convenient for you. They can cause trouble in your Christian life and certainly in every other area of your life. Physical, spiritual, moral, financial, whatever the situation is, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I'm talking about sin. So God has a zero tolerance for sin, and certainly he wants his people to depart from sin. So let's not get ourselves caught up and entangled in the affairs of the world to where we don't know the difference between right and wrong. We are willing to accept a bribe like those in this present-day administration are doing. They want to receive what's good for them in life right now and not looking at what's going to happen in the long run. Listen, God promised us many things in his word that we can receive right now, today, 2024, if you are a Christian. Right now, today, Friday, April the 19th, you can receive something from the word of God if you are trusting and obeying him. You don't have to wait until the sweet by and by when you get to heaven. When you look at God, when he saves, scripture said in the book of Hebrews, when Jesus saves, he saved to the uttermost. That means the entire individual, spirit, soul, and body. Yes, one day we may die, but one day God is going to rapture these bodies up out of the grave. How do you know that? Because it said that in the book of Thessalonians, that one day the trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he went on down in that last verse and said, comfort one another with these words. That means we got something to look forward to. This old world don't know what's going to happen the very next minute. The scripture lets us know that men's hearts are failing them because of fear. They would rather fear the unknown based upon worldly values rather than to trust in God who has eternal values in mind for every creature that he's ever created. I'm talking about all of his creation. So then, being that it's that way, and we have the facts based upon the word of God, certainly we need to put all of our hope and trust in him. I'm not talking about wishful thinking. I'm talking about hope based on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which we just celebrated on Easter Sunday a few weeks ago, when the loose likes lost liberals tried to have a celebration on the same day and pass a law to recognize Transgender Day on the Lord's Day. Now, why would they pick that particular day? That was a question to me I could never understand. When they celebrate Halloween and all these other celebrations that they do all throughout the year, and sometimes, I mean, I walk around and grit my teeth because, listen, they are celebrating dead things. They are celebrating witchcraft, things that don't have any eternal value, nothing that has any salvation in it, nothing that will glorify the one who died on the cross for them. Yes, he loves them also. Even the ones who don't love him, he still loves them anyhow. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross that they might be saved. And when we look at the scripture, the Bible tells us, amen, that hell wasn't made for mankind, but it was made for the devil and for his angels. But God, in all his wise provision, knew that men was going to go there also simply because of disobedience and unbelief. So what we're trying to do on today, we're trying to incline your heart and mind towards the word of God, that you may know that in him you have life and you can have it more abundantly. Why? Because his word says so. If we learn how to trust and obey, there's no other way that we can be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. So I want you to know on today, you need to be encouraged no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, no matter where you might find yourself on today, there is hope. God has a better life for you, but you have to trust. You have to obey. There are some things that we pray for, and we want it right then. But the scripture lets us know in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. And he come back and says it again, wait, I say, on the Lord. So listen, sometimes we're not ready for the thing that we think we are ready for. Sometimes we pray and ask God to change the situation. Help me right now, God. Change. I need you to change this person, change these circumstances. But sometimes God has to change you first before he changes the situation to make you ready to accept what he has for you, to prepare you for what you need to receive in the long run, that you might be able to appreciate whatever it is that he has blessed you with. Because so many times we take God for granted. We take blessings for granted. We have taken our rights as human beings for so long, all down through the years, and I'm still less than 100 years old, but I see people abusing their rights each and every day. because they don't realize what they have. What's codified in the Constitution? What did the forefathers say? You need to go back and read that for yourself so that you would have a working knowledge of what is available for you. And then read the Word of God and see how what's in the Constitution was based on the Word of God, and that's where they got their ideas and their thoughts from. They prayed and asked God to give them what they needed in order to set up a republic. And that's what we are. I thank God for us, the United States of America, being the greatest country on the face of the earth. But now, my question is, how long is that going to be if we continue to let moral and ethical decay happen in this great country that we call the United States of America? Certainly, I'm fearful, because one day we may be just like a third world country if we're not careful. So listen, it's about time for revival. And I'm praying that God will send a revival first in this USA, a revival for His Word, a revival for holiness, a revival for righteousness, a revival for His Spirit, like it used to be back in the old days, where people really valued each other. What they said, when they said something, when they made an agreement, they made it with a handshake. When they gave each other their word, that word meant something. Listen, I was raised up around a lot of the older men, young boy coming up, and the older men that I saw, when they used to come together and make an agreement and make a handshake, they would say, "I give you my word." Now, they would turn back around and say, "If your word ain't no good, you ain't no good." Listen, we have to understand your word, as a Christian especially, must mean something. It must carry a value. If you are a do-right individual, if you know what the Word of God says, how you ought to be living, how you ought to value your fellow man, because to God, everybody is somebody. There is no big eyes and no little U's. God values everybody the same. At the foot of the cross, the ground is level. But we have to trust God. We have to obey God. We have to value each other. We have to really come together and stand together as one if we expect to turn this thing around at any time. And again, I say, we have said it many times on this broadcast, when it comes down to voting for individuals, we certainly need to vet them, help them to understand other people, especially I'm talking about Christian brothers and sisters, those who are trying to vote individuals into office, are they confessing Christians? Are they serious about their salvation? Are they serious about the Word of God? Are they making their values, what they stand for, based upon the Word of God? And will they pass laws pertaining to the Word of God so that we can live a godly life with all godliness and peace and sobriety? Will they do that? We have to do that on today. We have to vet the candidates to make sure that we know who we are voting for and putting in these offices, because so many times candidates will make you a lot of promises and then they renege once they get in there and see all of that money and all this favoritism and all this, you know how they slap hands with each other and make agreements. Well, we can't let that sway us. We can't let things like that change us. If we stand for God, we need to continue to stand for Him, stand for holiness and stand for righteousness and stand for His word, because His word is right and it's right all by itself. So we look at porn again, how it's taught in the classrooms, how they're telling our young children about things that they don't need to learn about right now. We certainly need to pray and come together and make sure that we as Christians are standing together on the values based upon the Word of God. We're getting ready to take a break for the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more,